Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The off-year election results are in, and ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says...
This was a huge night for Democrats, scoring big wins in several races, proving the political potency of the fight for abortion and giving the party a big boost with the presidential election now just a year away.
It was a victory in Ohio for abortion rights supporters. They voted overwhelmingly in favor of an amendment to the Constitution that will ensure access to abortion. In Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin had promised to pass a 15-week abortion ban if Republicans won both houses of the legislature, but Democrats now in control of both houses. Andy Beshear won re-election in Kentucky. He is a Democrat. His opponent, Daniel Cameron, had the support of former President Trump and said this after conceding.
Pray for Governor Beshear and his team and for all of our Commonwealth.
This is ABC News. Hitting record levels, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York now says Americans are carrying just over $1 trillion on our credit card balances. 3 months to the day since the wildfires on Maui that killed 99 people, and 5 years since the Paradise, California fires that left 85 dead. ABC's Alex Stone is taking a look at what we've learned from both.
As more megafires wipe out towns and kill people en masse year after year, lessons need to be learned. And Dr. Matt Ron, director of the Wildfire and Wildland Urban Interface Degree Program at Cal State San Marcos, says it's clear climate change is playing a role, but it also involves where we build our communities. Decisions are catching up with us in 2023. Two aspects need to be focused on following Lahaina and Paradise, California, he says.
How we build our communities and how we communicate with the public when there is a major incident.
He's working on ways small rural fire departments can better train for mass disasters.
Liz Landers, ABC News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Members of the United Auto Workers in Wisconsin will soon vote on new contracts with America's largest automakers. The union and the companies have reached tentative deals for the next 4.5 years. General Motors workers in Hudson and Stellantis workers in Milwaukee are already back on the job, even though the Milwaukee facility is slated to close. Ford workers in Menominee never walked out. Former President Donald Trump leads President Biden in a new poll from the New York Times and Siena College. That survey has Trump leading in key battleground states like Wisconsin, as well as Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. That's despite facing dozens of criminal charges in 4 different cases. The survey polled about 600 registered voters in each of the 6 states. The presidential election is 1 year away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Let's take a look at that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Thursday, the 9th of November. Please get those meals in, those orders in for meals by 1:30 today. They'll be serving up baked chicken tomorrow on November the 9th with mashed potatoes, gravy, peas, carrots, and fresh melon. Give them a call, any questions, and order your meal. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158.
Craig Council says goodbye. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Council made phone calls to his Brewers players last night, confirming the news he had accepted an offer to become the next manager of the Chicago Cubs. A 5-year deal with $40 million, making Council the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio told reporters when Council called him about the decision to join the Cubs, his reply was, quote, "Are you messing with me?" College hoops. Wisconsin men's basketball. The Badgers win 105-76 against Arkansas State. That's the highest scoring game for the Badgers since Greg Gard took over. NBA. The Bucks beat the Nets 129-125 in Brooklyn. A busy night for Giannis. 36 points, 12 rebounds. Who said it was good having Chris Middleton back on the floor?
He's getting more comfortable, more comfortable. We're going to need him to be aggressive. We're going to need him to beat Chris. Tonight was just an example of his greatness.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's your 98Q Country weather allergy forecast. Cloudy for today, rain in the area, snow can mix in at times early. Highs top out near 40 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, any rain ends early, otherwise gradual clearing. Lows drop to 29. Winds west, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Thursday, breezy, slight chance for rain redeveloping by afternoon. Highs make it into the upper 30s. Winds west, 10 to 20, higher gusts still possible. And then any rain changes over to snow late Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 34.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check our Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has unfortunately confirmed the presence of chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in a northwestern Wisconsin county that borders Minnesota's St. Croix River. I'll tell you which county and what it means for hunting protocol when we return. But first...
Attention value hunters, save on new Black Friday Now deals this week at Fleet Farm. Enjoy 20% off select sizes of our chocolate candies. Get a Food Saver vacuum sealing system for just $69.99. Stay warm and cozy with Mega Warmer 10 packs, two for $10. And stock up on softwood fuel pellets, two bags for only $11. Save big on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR has confirmed the first positive test result for chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Polk County. That's the northwestern Wisconsin county, right across the St. Croix River from Taylor's Falls, Minnesota. The deer was harvested in the town of Apple River and is within 10 miles of the Barron County border. The detection will cause the following. Polk County will begin a three-year baiting and feeding ban effective December 1st. Barron County will renew the baiting and feeding ban that already is in place. The deer was a hunter-harvested three-year-old doe and is the first confirmed wild deer CWD positive detected in Polk County. The DNR will be hosting a public meeting on the matter on Thursday, November 9th at 5:30 p.m. at the Polk County Government Center in Balsam Lake, Wisconsin. DNR staff will provide information about CWD in Wisconsin, local CWD testing efforts, and disease surveillance options. I'm Rob Dreisland, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out the late. The bad boys always shoot the pool. Giuseppe gonna flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? So sad, it's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice. Soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. So bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno, due, tre, one. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you look so sad? Hey, it's a not so bad. Hey, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up, you face.
ADAQ Country, we are doing another edition of Reality Radio at 8:14. We got a lot of local stuff to get to today. We're going to talk about the St. Anthony's big event coming up on Saturday. Diane Nolan will be going to talk about that, the YMCA of the Northwoods. Allie Plesner will be stopping by to chat about that. We're also going to talk golf. We're going to do some golfing here in the winter here in the Northwoods. We've got golf simulators over at the Lanes, and they've got golf leagues that are forming right now. So we'll talk with him after 9 o'clock, and a few others will be making their way in also. But right now, you've been hearing a little bit. We've had a few mentions on the air about the screening going on, the dementia screening going on, and we have Shay in with us. He is the dementia care specialist here for Price County to talk a little bit more about that. So, Shay, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Before we talk about this and an opportunity for people to do a very simple screening for dementia, you told me off air you were recently just at a conference and there's a lot of exciting news when it comes to treating, I don't want to say prevention, but treating and understanding dementia, Alzheimer's a little bit. And I'm sure you learned a lot this past week at that conference, didn't you?
Right. Yeah. They're doing all kinds of research down there. They have volunteers at the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute in Madison. They're coming up with, you know, new medications. They've been gaining a tremendous amount of ground in the last 5 to 8 years. The newest drug out there that was recently FDA approved is Leqembi. It's not a cure for the disease Alzheimer's, but it, you know, it does drastically slow down the progression. And they recently have come out with another medication that kind of works along with Leqembi that's, you know, basically targeting those proteins that develop the plaques within your brain inevitably, which results in the disease Alzheimer's. So all kinds of research going on down there, you know, gaining a lot of ground quickly.
Yeah,
so
there's no cure for it now, you're telling me, but there are ways to prolong, I guess, the onset of it. Is that a good way to put it?
Correct, yes. You know, many proactive measures that individuals can take to prolong this. You know, they're working, the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute is working with an individual that was diagnosed with Alzheimer's when she was 55. She's 75 now and still, you know, doing okay. But, you know, health, diet, exercise, there are a number of regimens, programs that I put individuals on to, you know, try to be proactive about the process. But, the you know, one of the big keys is to try to find it early on so then you can work with it and, you know, slow down that progression.
All right. And that's what we're doing all this month, right? We're providing this service. And in fact, tomorrow it'll be right here, right across from the radio station at the credit union. And when people can come in, is it a screening? Is that what we're calling it? Or what is screening?
Okay. Screen, it's an assessment. You know, it doesn't take any longer than 5 minutes, the actual assessment. You know, and it's just kind of a proactive measure. Individuals just kind of want to see where they are, you know, some type of baseline. It's not a diagnosis. It's strictly confidential, 100% confidential. Some individuals ask me to fax the results to their doctor so they can have a conversation with them, you know, whether they do well with the assessment or if they maybe do not do well with the assessment. So, but yeah, a total of 5 to 10 minutes, but the actual assessment's, you know, pretty quick.
So you'll be at the credit union, Northwest Community Credit Union tomorrow, right?
Correct.
What time can they come in? Can they just walk in and do that?
Right. You don't have to schedule an appointment. You can just walk in. I'll be at the Northwoods Community Credit Union tomorrow between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock p.m. And then I will actually be back there next Tuesday between the same time, 2 and 4. And before the credit union, I'll actually be at the Peace Center here in Park Falls between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. So I'll have two locations next Tuesday.
Okay. And like you said earlier, detecting this early is the key, right? Because once we get a little deep into this, it's very difficult. So there are, I would guess that the test you have is something that has been proven to show a pretty good indication, right? If someone's maybe susceptible to this or has it.
Correct. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's pretty easy to see that there may be something going on. And I also want to point out that it doesn't necessarily mean that a person has dementia. So it works well in that sense as well, because, you know, they could go to the doctor and it may be a vitamin B deficiency. It may be due to, you know, life stress and anxiety, but it's good to figure that out, you know, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. And when you come in, you do the assessment, they're not going to lock you up or anything. So no fear of the unknown there as always. It's a very simple little process that people may want to use. And not only, you mentioned the things like health, lifestyle are important. Genetics, sadly enough, sometimes are very important too, right? If you've got a history of it in your family, there is a history that is passed on, right?
Correct. And that's another study, big study going on at the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, as well as the rest of the world, is, you know, they're doing blood tests, a number of tests to look for that protein gene to see how susceptible somebody is to Alzheimer's or dementia. So,
okay. Northwoods Community Credit Union tomorrow from 2 to 4. If folks have any questions, they can always reach you, Shay. I guess at the what would be a good number to reach you at?
The best number to reach me would be my direct line, and that would be 715-339-1052. And, you know, feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions about anything. You know, give me a call.
All right. Shay is a dementia care specialist here for Price County. And it's a good time to take care of that screening. If you have someone in your life that maybe think should undergo this, it may be a good conversation starter, too, because you went through it in your life. I went through it with my dad in my life. Having that conversation about that can be a difficult first step, right?
It is. It's a very difficult first step. You know, it's uncomfortable. It can be scary. You know, but I work with a number of individuals that do have Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. You know, I'm part of virtual support groups that are nationwide. I hear their stories, and I know of a large number of people that do suffer from a form of dementia and are happy and, you know, carry on like normal with their lives.
Yeah. All right. So reach out to Shay if you have any questions, 339-1052. He'll be at the Northwoods Community Credit Union tomorrow from 2 to 4 doing some of the assessments and such. All right, Shay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Joel.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Diane Nolan's going to join us talking about a big St. Anthony's event coming up next.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We'll do some local birthdays, anniversaries in just a little bit. So if you have somebody celebrating, 715-762-3221. We'll give away that cake on Friday again. Well, we got a lot of stuff going on. That second week of November seems to be a very popular one to get some Christmas feel to the air here. And we've got a special event coming up at St. Anthony's here in Park Falls. And Diane Nolan is nice enough to join us to talk about that. Diane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Yeah,
we'll snuggle up a little closer there so we can hear you. There we go. All right, so let's talk about the big events going on Saturday at St. Anthony's. What do we got going on there?
Okay, well, we've got a big fair planned, as usual.
All right.
It's going to be from 11 o'clock in the morning till 2 p.m., and it's in the Padua Center at St. Anthony's.
Okay.
And everyone in the community is invited.
Okay.
We'll feature a bakery with homemade fresh baked goods, jams and jellies and so forth. We have a hand-stitched goods department and a lot of knitted and crocheted things and sewn things, crocheted pot holders, placemats, table runners, aprons, dish towels, hats, scarves, mittens, and so forth.
Nice, nice. All right. Yeah. All right. And you mentioned we have a lunch there too, right?
Yes, we have a real good lunch that's made by two of our special ladies. And the menu will consist of turkey and gravy. Ooh. Served on a bun.
Okay.
With coleslaw, cranberry relish, a pumpkin crumble dessert, and a beverage, all for just $10.
Oh, you may have to be there from 11 to 2 to absorb all that. Yeah,
yes,
exactly. It's a lot of food.
It's a very good meal.
All right. And got some raffles, too, going on?
Yeah, we have a cash raffle with prizes of $300, $200, and $100. And then we have a separate raffle for a beautiful handmade quilt. So that's done on a board where you take a chance and put your name in a square, and then if your square comes up, you're the winner.
Yeah, that's nice.
All the prize drawings will be at 2 p.m.
Okay. All right. What's cool about these is that, you know, we've seen shopping and retail stores change, of course, with the big stores and the dot-coms, but the homemade, the stuff that people have been crafting and putting together.
That's the best.
This is it. You can't replace that. This is right here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really get talented people putting together things. And so that'll be Saturday, 11 to 2 at the Padua Center right at St. Anthony's in Park Falls. Come hungry.
Right, yes.
Get some baked goods to take home, too. So anything else that I missed in there, Diane?
Well, we'll have fresh Christmas wreaths for sale again. We had started that last year.
All right.
And, we have activities for the kids.
Okay.
So they can come. We have like a make and take craft table where they can make a craft and then take it home with them when they're done.
Okay.
And we're going to have a bozo bucket game.
Yeah.
Remember the bozo buckets?
I do, yeah.
That goes way back.
It does.
My kids loved it. So
the bozo bucket, the fish pond, the cakewalk, all that traditional stuff. Yeah. So the bozo bucket.
And then we're also going to have a $1 shopping table for kids. So, and the other activities are free. They're, you know, they can do the others for free.
All right.
And then we have also themed baskets to bid on, like a silent auction. And then we have some great baskets donated this year, some real pretty ones. Two of the favorite baskets are Lake of the Torches and Seven Winds Casino.
Okay.
And they both include a certificate for overnight stay for two.
All right.
And then the Seven Winds one from Hayward also has two coupons for food and two for slot play.
All right.
So, and then we have a big woodcraft department too with lots of home decor items.
Okay.
And there'll be a Christmas craft area with decorations and ornaments and things like that on the tree. And so it's a really a nice fun fair.
Yeah, and good food and good stuff. Yeah.
We invite everyone to come and hope we see everybody there.
11 to 2, Padua Center at St. Anthony's Catholic Church here in Park Falls, Saturday. All right, Diane, thank you.
Thanks, Joel,
for coming in. Let's get a bottom of the hour news update now on Reality Radio.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The off-year election results are in, and ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce says,
this was a huge night for Democrats, scoring big wins in several races, proving the political potency of the fight for abortion and giving the party a big boost with the presidential election now just a year away.
It was a victory in Ohio for abortion rights supporters. They voted overwhelmingly in favor of an amendment to the Constitution that will ensure access to abortion. In Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin had promised to pass a 15-week abortion ban if Republicans won both houses of the legislature, but Democrats now in control of both houses. Andy Beshear won re-election in Kentucky. He is a Democrat. His opponent, Daniel Cameron, had the support of former President Trump and said this after conceding.
Pray for Governor Beshear and his team and for all of our Commonwealth.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. WisPolitics reports an amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million. Senators are adjusting the bill to pass the Assembly to address the concerns of enough lawmakers to get the 17 votes necessary to pass. Meanwhile, plans for the National Football League draft in Green Bay are coming together. The league says it will happen on April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Fox Valley leaders are counting on as many as 250,000 football fans to come to Northeast Wisconsin for the draft. Most of the events will happen in and around Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers owner not happy with Craig Counsell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell deciding to accept an offer to become the manager of the Chicago Cubs, paying Counsell $8 million a year, making him the highest paid manager in baseball history. Now, Brewers owner Mark Antanasio let reporters know he was disappointed, saying, quote, Craig has lost us and our community. The next time Craig Counsell will be in AmFam Field is next May when the Cubs come to town to play the Brewers. NBA, the Bucks picked up a win in Brooklyn, beating the Nets 129 99-125. Giannis Antetokounmpo leading Milwaukee with 36 points and 12 rebounds. Men's college basketball, the Badgers beating Arkansas State 105-76 at the Kohl Center. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I think defensively we got better at the start of the second half. It's not helpful when you got your more experienced guys on the bench in foul trouble, but I thought our guys off the bench gave us a great boost. We've thought that depth would help us, and then here we are in game one, and it already showed.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're going to talk a little golf coming up with the guys from the Lanes. They got golf leagues starting there at the Golf Simulators here in Park Falls. And a lot of events going on in our area of churches and such. And Pastor Gwen's going to stop by to talk about an event going on at Crisis Servant Lutheran Church. This Saturday also is the big Veterans Day dinner at the steak feed at the Park Falls American Legion. Joe Oskvarek is with us to tell us a little bit about that. Joe, good morning. Oh, yeah, we'll slide that microphone over. There we go. Morning, Joe. How are we doing?
We're good.
All right. You're telling me we're on our way to go get some steaks here today and get things ready to roll for Saturday, right?
Yeah, from Five Field Grocery. John trims them up real good.
Yeah? Yeah. So we're going to have, 200 you said you're going to do this year?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
And we'll be serving until we run out.
All right. So get there early. No reservation, just get there early, right?
You could also call.
Okay, you can takeouts. Takeouts, okay.
715-762-3032.
All right.
Which is our number at the Legion. If you don't have a pencil, just look that up.
All right, so Saturday, give us a start time on this and what we're serving up there, if you could.
We'll open the doors at about 4:30, start serving about 5.
Okay, all right.
And it will be a 12-ounce New York strip steak. Marinated by Stuffy Smith's, Stuffy Herbst's son Dan and his grandson Jake.
All right.
And that marinade is so good, it's a secret. They
all
won't
right.
tell me what it is.
Secret recipe.
And on applewood barbecued, and you get a baked potato, a salad, your choice. You could have sauteed mushrooms and or sauteed onions on it.
Okay.
Baked goods will be available from the American Legion Auxiliary.
Okay. All right. And Saturday is the actual Veterans Day, right?
Yes.
So it's usually we get a weekday and then we stretch in the weekend. But we salute all those who have served. And the Legion is you know, we see the Legion kind of as a get-together place, which it is. You know, free people get together. But it's more than that, I think, to veterans too, right? And for those who are members of the Legion, it's a chance to share stories, share memories. It's very important, isn't it, Joe?
A lot of times we're talking about the history of our predecessors and of the town.
Yeah.
You know, do you remember this guy or that guy? He ran out into the field with no boots on and he got stuck in the mud or something like that. You know, it's a good way for our vets to also feel welcomed and included.
Yeah,
I encourage anyone in this area to join us. Our meetings are the second Monday of the month at 6:30 sharp.
Okay.
And I encourage all vets to come.
Yeah. And now every Wednesday we do the 50-50 progressive, the card drawing there too. So we'll be back there tonight, right?
Yes, tonight.
All right.
Busy day Wednesdays.
Jackpot is up to what?
I didn't write it this time, but it is over 8,000.
Okay, over 8,000. And we do that every almost every Wednesday night. Doors open at what, 6 or earlier?
Actually, I'm there usually at 4.
Yeah.
But we start getting people trickling in about 5:45.
Yeah, and then 7:30 is the card drawing, the actual drawing.
Absolutely.
And you can grab a beverage. Complimentary snacks are available. So that's at the Legion. So get warmed up tonight and then come back for the big steak feed on Saturday. Should be another great day Saturday.
And All right. Real great program, I can't say enough for it, is at the school.
Yeah.
Usually it's on Veterans Day, but of course they have, you know, it's got to be a school day. So it is Friday, and there isn't a veteran that isn't touched by the program.
Yeah.
I know I am.
And the public is welcome to come, I believe, to that too.
Yes.
All the kids are in there for the assembly. And yeah, it is a very special. I remember the first time my son as a freshman saw that, he was talking about it.
Yeah.
Even as a freshman. It's a very awesome ceremony. So if the public wants to go down, they can. Friday morning, I think they do that right at the beginning of the school, don't they?
It's
8:30. Yeah, so right at the beginning of the school day, Friday. All right, Joe, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. Saturday, the big steak feed with Veterans Day. That's at the Park Falls American Legion.
Welcome to What If, the show where I, Jake from State Farm, answer your insurance what ifs. We've got a call from Millie. What's up?
Hi, Jake. What if, hypothetically, a moose gets mad at my car and rams into my windshield? Hypothetically.
Oh, just file a claim on the app. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Great, but what if the moose eats my phone? Hypothetically.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country Weatherology forecast. Cloudy for today, rain in the area, snow can mix in at times early. Highs top out near 40 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, any rain ends early, otherwise gradual clearing. Lows drop to 29. Winds west, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Thursday, breezy, slight chance for rain redeveloping by afternoon. Highs make it into the upper 30s. Winds west, 10 to 20. Higher gusts still possible. And then any rain changes over to snow late Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 35.
All right, let's do some birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating on this 8th day of November. If you are, you share your day with country music star Lauren Elena, whose real name is Lauren Sudeth. I'm not sure if that's a maiden or if it's she changed it for Hollywood. Not sure. Sudeth, but we call her Lauren Elena, country music star. Dylan Carmichael, country musician, is 30 today. Jack Osborne, he is Ozzy Osborne's son. If you ever watched the reality TV show, he's a pretty funny guy. 38 for Jack Osborne, Ozzy's boy. Dania Ramirez, the actress from TV's Devious Maids, Entourage, The Last Stand, 44 today. Bucky Covington, the 8th place finisher in American Idol. And he went on to have a couple of songs hit the radio in country music. He is a... still a country singer, and he's 46 today. You saw a lot of those American Idol artists who were kind of borderline rock and roll, bluesy, go over to the countryside because there really wasn't a place for them on the radio. Everything pop or country, and there wasn't a place for their rock and roll. So they kind of went to the countryside, and Bucky Covington did that. And he's pretty good. He had a couple hit songs. Tara Reid, the actress from Sharknado and American Pie, is 48 today. Matthew Rhys, R-H-Y-S, the Welsh-born actor from The Americans, Brothers and Sisters show, 49 today for Matthew Rhys. Parker Posey, actress, for your consideration, You've Got Mail, 55 today. Courtney Thorne Smith, actress, was in Melrose Place. Ally McBeal is 56. Gordon Ramsay, the Scottish-born chef, restaurant owner. He is now best known for hosting such reality shows as Hell's Kitchen, Hotel Hell, I don't know, Kitchen Nightmares, Master Chef. I don't know why we're making food so scary and so intimidating. I remember the first time I saw that title of the show, Hell's Kitchen. I'm just like, why would I want to cook in there again? Remind me of that. Gordon Ramsay, chef, 57 today. Leif Garrett, the actor from The Outsiders, The Walking Tall movies, and others, also had a lot of action on reality TV shows too. Music, had a run in the music industry, 62 for Leif Garrett today. Alfrey Woodard, the actress, A-L-F-R-E, Alfrey. The actress got an Oscar nomination for Cross Creek in 1984. Other films included Beautiful Shop, 12 Years a Slave, and The Lion King, 70 for Alfrey Woodard today. Mary Hart, TV host, the original Gossip Hollywood show, Entertainment Tonight, E.T. Oh, yeah, Mary Hart. Not sure if she's still doing that or not, but she's 73 today. Morley Safer. If you watch 60 Minutes, you know Morley Safer, CBS television news anchor. Passed away at the age of 84 back in 2016. 46 years he was on the show, 60 Minutes. Patti Page, the best-selling female singer of the 1950s, sold more than 100 million records, including How Much Is That Dog in the Window? Her real name is Clara Ann Fowler. Clara Ann Fowler. Her agent said, no, you're going to be Patti Page. And that's who she is. 1927, she was born. She passed back in 2013. Joe Flynn, the actor who played the exasperated Captain Binghamton on TV's McHale's Navy. Joe Flynn, born on this day, 1924, passed back in 1974. And Esther Rowley, R-O-L-L-E, the Maud and Good Times actress, died of complications from diabetes back in 1998. We will talk a little golf coming up just after 9 o'clock. We'll get you another news update also. We got a lot of events going on around the North Woods. We'll chat about a few more of those in just a moment.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Here is your Prilosec No Need to Feel the Burn Rachel Ray cooking tip. Want to roast the perfect chicken? Well, Rachel Ray has a few tips for that.
We'll roast at 450 for 30 minutes. Then reduce the heat to 325 until the chickens come to 160 to 165.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Boy next door or, handsome stranger. I wanna be free. You don't have to choose because Pluto TV has all your rom-com favorites, all for free. It's TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
It's 8:43. Another thing going on this weekend is that the First Congregational United Church of Christ have got their annual Christmas Bazaar and Bake Sale. This is the Saturday, folks. This is the Saturday. To make your way around, all kinds of stuff going on. We mentioned St. Anthony's. We mentioned the First Congregational United Church of Christ. This event is going on from 9 to 2 with all kinds of, crafts and baked good items and food and stuff going on there. And that's at the First Congregational United Church of Christ right in downtown Park Falls, right by the post office. Bucks will be back in action again tonight. The NBA took the day off yesterday. The NBA takes Election Day off now to make sure everybody gets out and votes. And the Bucks will be back in action after beating the Nets on Monday night. They've got the Detroit Pistons tonight with a 6:30 pregame and a 7 o'clock tap. Bucks basketball right here now, if you haven't heard, on 98Q Country. And the Packers back in action on Sunday, looking to make it 2 in a row. This will be a little tougher as they travel to take on an always good Pittsburgh Steelers team, especially on their home field. So the Packers will be traveling to the Steelers for a noon kickoff. We'll have a 10 o'clock pregame for you Sunday right here on 98Q Country. Our 98Q Deer Hunters Roundup is back for another big year. The 9-day traditional gun deer season gets underway Saturday the 18th, and we'll be on each day of that for at least a couple of hours, with the exception of Thanksgiving Day, taking your calls, as we always do. And the times on those adjusting just a little bit. We got some Bucks basketball in there. So we've got them on our website, and we'll talk more about it the week of. But we got, I think the opening show, I believe, on that Saturday, I believe is from 4 to 7, I believe, because we have Bucks basketball that Saturday night. But we'll do it. We'll do it. Just a little adjustment of the times. Also, we have another additional two-hour Civic Media, the Hunt is On show that we're going to air the Friday before the opener. So that Friday night, the 17th from 9 to 11, is a special two-hour show that's going to feature comedy by Charlie Behrens. He's a comedian. Interviews with local and national country artists from Wisconsin and around the country. There'll be anthem songs. And Jeff Landon will be the host of that two-hour show the Friday before the beginning of the gun deer season, from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday the 17th.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Weather Update is brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy for today, rain in the area, snow can mix in at times early. Highs top out near 40 degrees. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, any rain ends early, otherwise gradual clearing. Lows drop to 29. Winds west, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Thursday, breezy, slight chance for rain redeveloping by afternoon. Highs make it into the upper 30s. Winds west, 10 to 20. Higher gusts still possible. And then any rain changes over to snow late Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 35.
Our featured pet of the week with Catkins is a 5-year-old black lab female dog. Her name is Cheyenne. She's all done with having puppies, and she's ready to live the good life and be spoiled and loved by her family. So see a picture of Cheyenne at Cat. Hold up, that picture. Brianna, look at that picture. Isn't that something? Yeah, we got an awe out of Brianna. I grew up with black lab dogs, Brianna. What a sweetheart. So if you're looking for an addition to your family, well, Brianna, it's just like, I wonder if my pug would get along with Cheyenne.
You think my pug would get along with Cheyenne?
Yeah, my pug's a little bit smaller than Cheyenne. Take a look at the picture of Cheyenne, our featured pet of the week, black lab at 98Q, at actually catkinsrescue.org. You can get there from 98QCountry.com. Click on the picture of the smiling animal right on the front page there. All right, we've got high school sports starting next week already. Basketball practice for the girls is underway, and they'll line it up next Tuesday. We'll have coverage of Mercer at Shawamigan Girls on Tuesday the 14th, our kickoff to our season. You can see a list of the upcoming games at 98QCountry.com under sports schedule. We've got games this year featuring Butternut, Mellon, Phillips, and Shawamigan, of course, and Prentice. We got girls and boys basketball. We got hockey. So we'll be updating that schedule as needed throughout the season. But your source for high school sports, and we archive those games too. And what's nice about it is you not only can listen here, but you can download the Civic Media app, and you can listen to the stream. And it's coming very soon. I'm hoping maybe the next couple of days, when we do anything over on our sister station on 103.1, we're going to have an app for you to listen also to 103.1 on your phone also. That's coming. It's in the works, and that's coming soon. Hopefully it'll be in place by the time we kick off our basketball coverage, because we'll have games this year. We'll have coverage of high school sports right here and on 103.1 with some Bucks games in there too. But again, it'll be real nice because 103.1. You can listen locally or on the app. Also, download, go into your phone right now, whether you got an Android or iPhone. Go into that phone, into the App Store, and search for Civic Media. Download that thing. And when you click on there, you'll see several radio stations, including 98Q Country, that you can listen anytime right on your phone. We're going to talk golf coming up at 9 o'clock, a little bit after 9, actually, after the news. And Pastor Gwen's going to be in. They've got a special holiday event coming up this weekend, too. So all that to come. Reality Radio resumes. A little music for you right now.
Brand new country. Between a rock and a hard place.
Q Country. Yeah. the Nurn hard. Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that sundress. And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Get to a news update in a little bit. We're going to talk golf. Golf in November. It's nice to have the golf simulators here at the lanes, and we're going to talk with folks involved with that on how you can have a little fun with that. But we're going to talk a little YMCA of the Northwoods. We have Allie, we have Linda both with us here to talk a little bit about both of those. Morning to both of you.